This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrols. Let's not forget about the security officers either, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our mail haulers out there delivering between the bulk mail centers so the mail can be sorted and delivered to you today. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there to that website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take a look at the different things that we have to offer over there. And joining us right now, our number two, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It certainly is.
All right. You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And believe it or not, Kyle, there's a whole bunch of people that don't want people to know that.
Well, precisely, yeah, and because they want to remake it in their own image, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, and yep. All right, now, we're going to talk about something a little unique here, if you will, and let me get my copy. Okay. Now, we got a... We got an email sent to us from Jimmy up in Denver, and he says, Captain, I saw this story on CBS News 4 about corruption, abuse, and discrimination at the Denver City Attorney's Office, and I think it might be worth covering as a segment. Well, we're going to try to do that right now, Jimmy. Now, the attorneys, Kyle, in this story were committing time card fraud at the city by not prosecuting crime and trashing their coworkers on a monitored MS Team chat. Now, it's been getting a ton of coverage in the local press. People love a good government fraud, abuse, and waste story. Also, in the era of high crime, it's an interest story. People also love stories about idiots who get caught. And lastly, there is also an element of liberty and hypocrisy in the story, as liberals love to talk about how they are the ideal model of embracing diversity, inclusion, and the conservatives are racist. Interesting conversation so far, huh?
Yes, exactly.
What's your thought about that?
Well, again, you know, typically you have people, especially working in the office they were working in, you know, needing to be held up to a very high standard, and living up to obviously the values and the standards that are set. But obviously, when they go on to these chat areas and they use the language they were using, describe people or attack them personally as they were, then that's a real dereliction and real degradation of what they're supposed to be doing.
Now, the city attorney, her name is Mrs. Palmer. He didn't mention that earlier, or I would have seen that. You see, they're the ones that are secretly racist behind the scenes. Also noted that Mrs. Palmer is a veteran felony prosecutor who's taken on criminals throughout her career at the risk of her own life. She doesn't deserve this. The biggest point of the story is, how does the city of Denver respond to gross waste, discrimination, and abuse by a supervisor? They gave her 15-day suspension and let her keep her job. Shame on the city of Denver. Well, yeah.
Well, certainly, you know, stories like this, Captain, have a way of getting legs, as they call it, to really start to take off, because it generates a lot of public interest, as you talked about. I mean, these are public servants, and then this comes out, and then there's usually a larger investigation, especially in the court of public opinion, and that can lead to other resignations or other moves by other public officials.
Well, we have the name of the attorney representing the city attorney, but, of course, you're not going to reach out to him at this time in the morning and get anybody. So I'll have to see if I can get a hold of somebody today and see what they have to say. And we may or may not take that further, but I did get it out there. And, Jimmy, thanks for sending us that. And we do have people around the country that are eyes and ears in different markets. And we enjoy the fact that you take the time, you think enough of us, to send us something that you think that we might be able to make a difference. And that sounds like one of those things where somebody got caught with their hands in a cookie jar.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, especially when you're stealing, you're getting paid for something you're not doing.
Right.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of that going on. All right, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb on March the 21st signed into law a measure that will allow the state citizens to carry a handgun without a permit. When we come back, we'll tell you about constitutional carry that's now come to the state of Indiana. How about that, Kyle?
Yes, very interesting story.
Hold on to that thought. Okay, folks, we are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Jeff is going to take us to break.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I've been taking for over 7 years, and I take it because it works. Now, yesterday, I took two packets because my foot was swollen. Not my ankle, not my leg. My foot was swollen. So as a result, I took it, and it took the second pack to bring the swelling down. But it did, and to get the discomfort that I had in my foot gone and all that stuff. So as I said, it works for the problem that I have. And the best part about it is it's all natural, 100% drug-free. Now, the ingredients that's in Relief Factor happen to be good for you. You've got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, and they all help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers or even will eliminate the pain by going straight to the source of the problem that you've got. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins that are good for you. So it's like taking a vitamin supplement. And don't forget, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, too. So, $19.95 is what it costs for the 3-week Quick Start. $19.95 is all, and you take it and see what it'll do for you. And if you want to renew it after that, you can. Go to the regular program with a regular size packet, and away you go. Now, don't forget, no club to join, no spin-offs or anything like that. It's all about the product itself, Relief Factor. And go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Again, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, I'm going to bring Kyle Warren back in here. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we just heard from Felix, the mail hauler, running around hauling bulk mail, and he said hello to everybody, and we appreciate him and his gang doing what they do. And, of course, they and people don't understand. You know, people say to me all the time, well, who's working on this at night? Nobody works at night. There's nothing for them to do. That's all done in the daytime. No, it's not. No, it's not. America's work is done at night. That's when they deliver the mail. That's when they sort the mail. That's when they take products into the grocery and whatnot warehouses, produce warehouses, and they load it up, and then they ship it out, goes out in the middle of the night, gets delivered to the stores. Because, again, in the daytime, you got too much activity going on. Now, you'll see some stuff going on in the daytime, but it's even busier, if that's possible, at night than what it is in the daytime, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, and we're riding along with them, as a matter of fact.
Yep, they're riding along with us. Riding along with them.
All right,
well, let's talk about talks about the nuclear war. Possibly, that's been putting many people on high alert since the Russian invasion of Ukraine back in February, causing potassium iodide. You know what that is?
Yes, yeah, it's a substance you can take that helps guard against radiation exposure.
Well, potassium iodide tablet sales have skyrocketed, and at least one supplier called Anbex reports that it's currently out of stock, though it has a new supply of Iosat potassium iodide in 130 milligram and 65 milligram doses expected to be in the 1st of April.
That's right. But it's this idea, Captain, of talk of nuclear war. I mean, this is something we haven't had to literally seriously confront for several decades now, right? Ever since the fall of the Soviet Union. We understand about nuclear terrorism. We understand about that. But the idea of a full-scale nuclear war has just been off everybody's minds for 30 years. But one of the things I was thinking about, Captain, is that when the Soviet Union fell, the whole point was to be strong, to stand up against the Soviet Union. The Strategic Defense Initiative was a huge a part of that, because even Gorbachev said that Reagan's refusal at Reykjavik to say he would quash the SDI program was one of the main issues that caused the Soviet Union. And he knew, in other words, he knew that was sort of the beginning of the end because of Reykjavik. And so what we're looking at right now do we have a similar sort of Ronald Reagan standing up to Putin at this point? I don't think so.
No, not at all. We've got a wimp.
Well, and the whole idea, of course, is that we're also the people of Ukraine are suffering greatly, primarily because the free world can't really get involved. There's some, obviously, material and so forth that's being done, but we can't really get completely involved because of the specter of nuclear war. So I'm not surprised that people are looking to get things like potassium iodide and so forth, but there is a much larger problem afoot here.
Now, Ukraine's President Zelensky has called for direct talks with Russia's President Putin, saying that such a meeting is needed to understand Putin's conditions for ending the war. And Russia and Ukraine have held several rounds of talks by way of video conference, but so far there's been no significant breakthrough. Now, Zelensky says that direct talks, and he does mean direct talks, mano a mano, are now needed. And with his Russian counterpart. Now, in any format. Now, this would be in order to understand the conditions for putting an end to the hostilities, which is something that I'm sure if Putin doesn't lose face, he wouldn't mind doing that without crushing the Ukraine, because he can now see, as can the Russian military, I'm sure, that they are not going to crush the Ukraine.
No, we're very, very buoyed by that they are not going to crush Ukraine, at least without one heck of a great big fight. And so that is obviously something the Ukrainian people, that's showing their resolve. But you're right, Captain. I think Vladimir Putin would have to get something out of this where And quite frankly, I don't know how he comes out of this without showing that he miscalculated. He's a huge loser. This, you know, should have never been tried because of the total failure. Now, there's a lot of Ukrainians who are gone now because of Vladimir Putin's decision. It's hard to put it in those terms, but it is a thing that is going to be on Putin's mind. Will he come to the table, and will he really agree, and will he hold up, live up to the agreement?
Now, we know that there is a supply logistical problem with the Russian troops. We know that because of some things that we saw that surfaced in the last 48 hours. Number one, did you see the tanks that were going out in the neighborhoods and pulling into the convenience stores, going inside and getting whatever it is they wanted to get, and went out with big, large bags and handfuls of candy and coffee and sandwiches and whatever they could take out, showing me that their supply lines were definitely in trouble and they weren't getting the stuff they thought they were going to get. And I even watched one guy with a tank putting gas in it.
Well, this I suppose,
which I thought was unusual because a lot of tanks don't take gas.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, this, I guess you call this local sourcing, but it is indicative of larger issues with making that army go, and whether or not, Captain, that army is even going to keep doing what Vladimir Putin's telling it to do.
Yeah. And then again, I don't know that what they were putting in might not have been diesel because you couldn't tell what it was that was coming out of the pump going into the tank.
Right. Well, the whole point of this was to have a lightning war, and they have entirely failed at that. So now you have what I don't know if you call it a stalemate,
yeah,
per se, but it's definitely, yeah, not something that was on the menu for Putin.
Wait till you hear this one. A positive test was reported by Hillary Clinton, who says she has COVID-19 and talked about the symptoms she was having.
Yes, the symptoms evidently were that of a mild cold. This is not unheard of with many who have been vaccinated and so forth. So it's a very similar story,
yep,
but significant, because, yep, it's Hillary Clinton.
And yeah, the other one who's come down with it for the second time is Jen Psaki.
Is Jen Psaki, exactly. So, you know, when we hear about these kinds of things, I seem to recall, Captain, that, you know, some people, even though they're vaccinated, may still be susceptible because there could be an underlying immunodeficiency that was heretofore unknown. So we don't know what her status is or anything like that.
Very true. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we continue to move on during the overnight hours here. So don't go anywhere. I shall return, and Kyle will be right back with me, too.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden's pick for U.S. Supreme Court testified for the second day on Capitol Hill Tuesday. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson faced senators' questions on impartiality, sentencing patterns, defense of Guantanamo Bay detainees, abortion, and critical race theory during the hearing. The confirmation hearing continues Wednesday. Republican Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb vetoed a bill this week that would have barred transgender girls from participating in women's school sports, bucking a trend among GOP governors. In a letter to the state's House of Representatives, Holcomb said he felt the bill falls short of providing clarity on a policy for the fairness of K-12 sports in Indiana. Utah Governor Spencer Cox, also a Republican, vetoed a similar measure this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Call
800-34-NO-TAX. This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, thank you very much, Jeff, and this is Real Radio, and I'm the real captain, and Kyle is the real Kyle, and we are talking to you on a Wednesday morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, keep in mind that this portion of the program is brought to you by TheRealMyPillow.com and Mike Lindell. Yep, notice I said TheRealMyPillow.com. He's been copied by some people, and people have tried to emulate what he does, but there is no other person than Mike Lindell. I'll tell you what, just the website, MyPillow.com, you take a look at that, and you just sit there and you go, wow, wow, because it's amazing what he's done and what he's got. Now, the best part of it is, for the listeners that are out there, MyPillow.com, the website, the page to go to on the website is the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll see like a door, a little link, and you double-click on that, and in you go, and there'll be 150-plus items in there, and they'll be marked down even lower than what you saw on the home page. Be able to save some tremendous money there on different things they have. And let's not forget that you can make your order by calling them on the phone or by doing it on the website, whichever you feel more comfortable with. However, the telephone number to call, and I'll give you that right away, is 800-641, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And when you call them, make sure you tell them your promo code is the word captain. The reason for that is because then you can go ahead and order stuff and you use the promo code and you're all set. And we do have a large quandary in there of products, about 150 to be exact, on that page that you can go and take a look at. And it'll always say promo code captain. So there you go. And we're very humbled and honored that MyPillow.com was able to do that to help us out and recognize our efforts. And we thank them. So, I'll do it again. MyPillow.com, the radio listeners specials page that's there. And use the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them, which you can do, the phone number is 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we're going to move along here, and let's talk about the MSNBC guest who said, it looked like I saw Ted Cruz commit a hate crime against Judge Jackson. What was he talking about?
Well, basically because Ted Cruz was asking Jackson about
legal questions.
Well, that's right, and yep. About her knowledge and support of critical race theory. And so I guess that is what triggered this kind of response from the MSNBC commentator.
Which shows what a dope that person is.
Well, but why can't you talk about critical race theory without somehow it being labeled a hate crime of some sort? That doesn't seem to make any sense, because certainly, these kinds of issues will be coming up before the court at some point. It's out there. It's in the society now. And so to talk about what that is and whether or not it's viable as a curriculum and these kinds of things, I think it's all fair game. It's fair game to ask it of anybody. But to try to say this, I think, shows that, well, we don't really want to talk about real things. We're just going to cast aspersions now.
Now, the IRS has delivered 45 million tax refunds so far, but they're still not caught up with all of last year, and they're still not caught up with this year, which they haven't even looked at yet for the most part. Some people have gotten their refunds back for this year, but not that many. I've got a lot of friends that are telling me they're waiting for the return they never got from last year still.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. Well, of course, Captain, one of the things that people are going to, I think, have a rude awakening about is the amount of tax they might be paying compared to what they've paid in the past. That we'll get a real answer as to whether or not anybody under $400,000 is not going to pay a dime more, these kinds of things. Well, of course, and it's going to have a real deleterious effect on the outlook, on the economy, and my goodness, I mean, now we're talking about, well, the Fed's got to raise rates really fast because of the inflation, but we could fix inflation without having to do all that stuff.
Now, the Ukraine military forces said that they retook a strategically important suburb of Kiev early yesterday as the Russian forces squeezed other areas near the capital and their attack on the embattled southern port of Mariupol raged unabated, too.
Yes. You know, Captain, a lot of this boils down to the fact that the Russian army, Putin in particular, were completely ill-prepared for what they faced in Ukraine. And, of course, that is to the good of Ukraine. But I think Putin's already starting to get rid of some of these people that provided him bad intelligence.
He's gotten rid of two of his senior planners, they call them, and he's gotten rid of a general.
That's right. That's right. People that work in the FSB and so forth. So this is a big thing because it also means that Putin will continue to dig in, perhaps, or will he realize reality? I don't know that he will, and that's where I think is the $64,000 question, as it were, as to what he will really do next.
Now, Donald Trump's favorability lead over Joe Biden has gone up to 12%. It was 11, now it's 12.
Yes, I mean, honestly, you know, because people are making that comparison, it's understandable why they would. You know, Joe Biden was supposed to, you know, be the stability, be the adult in the room, all these different things. And people are saying to themselves, he has no idea what he's doing. Donald Trump, for all of the tweets or whatever you thought of his personality, seemed to have everything going in the right direction.
Now, we have a report coming from the European Union. Officials there have hastened to rewrite the document since the war began in the late February, replacing the diplomatic approach where a would-be adversary, an unnamed in plain language, would be painting Russia as an aggressor against its neighbor and as a threat to Europe.
Well, sure, there's no doubt that Russia is the aggressor, and nobody cares what Vladimir Putin thinks about whether or not Ukraine was an integral part of Russia of some sort, that may have been true 300 years ago to him or whatever his mindset is. But there's no doubt that Russia is the aggressor, and Russia will turn its sights to others. If it has the opportunity to. What's happening in Ukraine may change some of that in the near term. But honestly, Captain, if he was strong, he would make a turn to the Baltics, one might think, whether or not they're in NATO. And so we continue on. But luckily, he's being bogged down by the Ukrainians in Ukraine.
And we do know that Russian IP addresses have been popping up after scanning U.S. energy sector information, stocks and public information. Russian IP addresses are in there. Those are bots, obviously, trying to get information about whoever and whatever. And the FBI was reporting that to the world yesterday.
Well, sure. Yeah, they continually scan things. They port scan. They look for openings. They look for something that's not secured. Maybe how about this? How about an old computer running an old operating system that's not updated and has a well-known security hole in it? You'd be surprised at some of these big companies. They have that. They still have something down in the basement that's connected to the internet like that. And I'm just speaking figuratively, of course, but there's a way in.
Yeah, that is very true. Before we go to break, the president has said that he's going to sanction some 300-plus lawmakers in his next step in the Kremlin pressure campaign. What do you think of that?
Well, it is the next thing to do. It certainly does hopefully turn up the heat, and only to do this, and that is to continually show the Russian people, any of their leadership that is not of the accolades of Putin, it's time to make a change. Time to make a change.
All right, speaking of change, it's time to go to break, so we're going to go to break. Hey, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along during the overnight hours. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Open. Always live, conservative, on Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Shuffling her feet, singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me, singing. Holding my hand, just as natural as can be, singing. We walked on. My door. We walk onto my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I've been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. And that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hurt. She's mine. I'm hurt. She's mine. Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, together nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hurt. She's mad. I'm hurt. She's mad. We ain't never gonna change.
It was 1964, and that was a group called Manfred Mann, Doo-Wah-Diddy. We called it the Doo-Wah-Diddy song. And boy, the girl in that video, I'm telling you, Kyle, I'm telling you, those were the days, my friend.
Well, that's right. It's and it's real classic. And, Captain, I remember Bill Murray and the late Harold Ramis in the movie Stripes, and they used that song. They were calling cadence for their platoon as they were marching and training, and I'll never forget that. It was a great use of that song.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Yep.
Okay, well, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks, so well, tonight we're really concentrated in New Mexico, Albuquerque right now. It's definitely got rain showers. It's 35 degrees there up in Santa Fe. It's 26 degrees. You got snow around Santa Fe. It's gotten a little bit south of that right now on the radar map, but certainly over to the west, this is going to be north of Grants. You're definitely going to have snow in that area, but a little bit coming across I-40 in terms of rain as you come west out of Albuquerque, also east out of Albuquerque. You'll still run into some snow as you come out of Albuquerque there, but going south on I-25, kind of have rain coming down across the road a little bit north of Socorro, and this is going to go on down towards Hatch and Las Cruces is the next time you're going to pick up that rain. Winds expected to pick up in the Denver area, by the way, on Wednesday, and rain showers, we understand, for Seattle on Wednesday, and maybe some wind kicking up in the Southern California area, heading down towards San Diego. So be careful out there.
All right. If you don't like the weather from last hour, just wait till this hour, and it'll change, and it did, and we got stuff to tell you. Now, first of all, strong to severe storms will be possible in the Ohio Valley and the southern mid-Atlantic, and some storms may produce locally heavy rain, flash flooding. Meanwhile, mixed wintry precipitation may make travel over the upper Great Lakes very difficult, with lesser impacts over higher elevations in the Northeast, where it will still be snowing. Guess what? Going to have snow in higher elevations of the northeastern part of the U.S., upstate New York and Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine are going to see snow there. But the problem that we've got right now is we have severe storms with the potential for damaging winds and brief tornadoes, which can be expected across the southeast right now. If you are in Alabama, I-20, east to west, I-65, Mobile, all the way to Tennessee, you are going to be running into some severe weather. Everything from thunderstorms to possible tornadoes to flooding, all of the above. And if you're on I-10 and you're coming across out of Mobile and going east, you're going to be running into more of the same there. And there is a section of weather right now and a lot of warnings out, especially in the panhandle of Florida, for severe weather. So be advised of that. Now, we do have winter weather upstate, the upper peninsula of Michigan, as well as the northern part of Wisconsin, to include Green Bay, all the way across to Minnesota. And then, of course, up in Minnesota, you're going to have some snow and some winter driving conditions up in the northern part north of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and up there. Duluth, there's a winter storm warning up through there, and we've got snow in the upper peninsula of Michigan, both on the Wisconsin side, just north of Wisconsin, and over here on the east side of Lake Michigan, so be advised of all that. Now, with everything else that you're being told, you've got a very interesting weather picture for the next day or so, especially in the south. So keep in mind, and whatever you do, remember that it's going to be a very, very, very busy weekend, if you will, for the weather that we've got out there. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, so you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
All right, looking forward to it.
All right, and don't forget, folks, the Trucker's Highwind Bible Report always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. And we appreciate them sponsoring the segment. And pull on into there, check them out, see what they're all about. You're gonna really love it. All right, let's go to the telephone line. And we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the air here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we got a little bit of a surprise yesterday because some information that was released wasn't supposed to be, and it was about the Russian casualties. And apparently somebody let something slip, and then they immediately, once it got out there and people went, wait a minute, what's this? They took it down. It appears that the Soviet head count, the death count, if you will, is about 10,000 of their soldiers. And it appears the wounded are at 16,153. Both of those numbers are increasing because of what's happening right now in Ukraine. But this is something that we thought we wouldn't see. We've been speculating with the numbers, and I told you I thought 10,000 was more accurate as to what it was going to be. And yep. And the reason I knew that was because when they kept showing the equipment that was being destroyed, I knew every time they knocked out a tank and guys didn't run out of a tank, you lost three crewmen.
One of the first casualties of this kind of military conflict is propaganda. And Russian propaganda has always been their first order of business. Additionally, there's something known as deep fakes. Deep fakes are videos that are much like when we used to say Photoshop, that picture's been Photoshopped. And so it's very hard to make those distinctions too. People put out videos and say this is what happened, and then people do investigate and it turns out it was Iraq, you know, in 2011 or something. So I'm very, very cautious. I see these things. I'm very, very cautious about what comes out. I'm very cautious about who leaks things. I'm very cautious about numbers. You have to go check several sources. So I don't know. I saw what you're referring to on the number of deaths and casualties and equipment and so forth. So I'm aware of it. But I tread very slowly on whether I fully believe all of that. If it's true, great. If it's not, we have to rethink some things and then determine who is.
Well, I'm looking at the source, and the source was the Russians. The Russian Ministry of Defense put out these numbers of the deaths, and it wasn't out there an hour, and they were down. But anyway, hold on. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and it's going to be another picture-perfect day here. So come on down. Come on down. I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.